Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
If safety, saving time and money during inspections, repairs, and projects is important to you, it's time to take your project to new heights. Propellerheads Aerial Photography is a veteran-owned company with 12 years of award-winning experience and expertise in the cutting-edge field of drone photography and videography. We provide superior solutions for your mill's needs. Let Propellerheads do your dangerous high work and visual inspections by getting a close-up, bird's-eye view of all those hard-to-reach places. Our service saves your mill money by cutting down on costly downtime and extra man hours. Call us today at 229-548-0020 or visit our website at www.propheadsphoto.com. That's PropheadsPhoto.com. Propellerheads Aerial Photography, delivering amazing results at a fraction of the time and cost.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 26th of October, 2015. Quality, like safety, is a 24/7 job. You probably have heard it said many times, quality is an attitude. This is correct. Quality, safety, and housekeeping all go together. One of my favorite tricks when I interview people for a position working for me is to have a quality discussion with them and then, politely, ask if we may walk out to the parking lot and look at their vehicle. I'll even go look at a rental vehicle should they have happened to fly in for the interview. In my experience, I can tell after a person has driven a rental vehicle as few as 30 miles if they have a housekeeping problem and hence a quality problem. Attentiveness and participation in quality principles cannot be turned on and off at the mill gate. There will be people who will tell you they can do this. My advice is don't believe them. They can't really do this, for quality, safety, and housekeeping simply involve having high standards in all aspects of life. In fact, we can probably throw a couple of more in there, courteousness and fiscal responsibility.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Oh, sorry about that. You know, my wife told me that if she ever heard a toilet flushing in the background again, she would hang up on me. That's a bad habit I had formed. Checking into a hotel room, calling my wife, and doing other essential tasks. You know, multitasking. Hi, this is Jim Thompson here. One of our advertisers has told us they used to advertise in a certain print magazine because they always found copies of that magazine in paper mill bathrooms. We pointed out to them that if you're advertising with Paparitala Publications, you can be found anywhere. For instance, right on the paper machine floor. Or at the ball game. Or in the backyard on a Saturday afternoon. Or at a wild papermaker's party. Or on your nightstand right before you go to bed. Where can prospects find your advertising? If they have a phone, tablet, or computer, they can find it anywhere as long as you are advertising with Paparitalo Publications. Go with the winner.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
Whether a person is raised with high standards or has an epiphany which changes them into a high standards person, which I believe is possible, I have seen it, high standards follow them throughout all of their days and nights. It is good to be able to tell the ones who are faking it from those who are living it. How do you tell? Watch how they behave both at work and outside of work. Now, unlike some folks, I believe the sales profession is a noble profession. If we don't have sales, we can't spend the invoice printer. But I have to admit, I've seen more faking of quality standards among salespeople than anyone else. Here is how it goes. Enjoy a good meal with a high-powered salesperson. They will be dressed just right for the occasion. You will notice how they carefully select the wine. Maybe they send back the first bottle. They examine their utensils and polish them up with their napkin. They examine the food. When the waiter comes back to see how the food is, they may even have some comments. Go to their home. The lawn, maintained by others for them, will be putting green quality. Their home will have the latest in appliances, the quietest dishwasher, the latest in sound systems, and so forth and so on. At the meal, at their home, they will tell you quality is important to them. They will actually volunteer this. I remember one such character who had moved from his home locale to the town where I lived. He moved into a new home. On one of these, quote, quiet dishwasher, end quote, strolls around his house, he stopped and showed me the molding around a door. There were a couple of slight hammer dings where they had set the finished nails. They had bumped it with a hammer and left a little indent. He looked at me and said, "See? They just don't build houses here like they do in my hometown." Go to that person's office the next day and work on a joint proposal with them. They will be stuffing in all kinds of weasel words to make sure they can wiggle out of poor work on the part of their employer. They may even tell you too much quality is expensive. This, less than 24 hours after they were showing you microscopic bumps in the door molding in their home. Fake, fake, fake. They are high quality as long as someone else is doing the work. Run from these people. Never hire them. If they work for you, never trust them and start quietly plotting their exit. People who believe in quality produce quality themselves. When it comes to people who do things for them, they will attempt to mentor them and help these others raise their quality attitude to a high standard. Of course, eventually, if their subordinates do not get the message, other plans will need to be made. I hope you have high standards and hence high quality standards. It makes life easier. This way you are not constantly making excuses or redoing things because they are done correctly the first time. Where are you on the quality scale? Please take our quiz online this week and let us know. For safety this week, I already said it above. Safety and quality are 24/7 attributes, no excuses. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.